There's our 8 o'clock rooster. Good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House. We're here in the 8 o'clock hour. We step outside into the garden, into your yard, and we talk anything and everything having to do about your lawn and garden. Today, in particular, if you'd like to join the conversation, we've got our tree specialist in, Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. To join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. Driving through Prescott this particular week, spring is right there, baby. It is right there.
There was some pretty spring colors in Prescott.
There's sprung. There's some plum and some pear trees up there that are all blossoming out. It's everybody's, you know, we're hitting 90 here in the valley this particular week. Prescott's going to be hitting in the high 70s.
Phoenix is going to hit 90.
They're talking right there this week. May even hit 90 today, I think.
Yeah, citrus are blooming and all the stone fruits. I'd love to see those pear trees and those plums busting out with those big old blooms.
Well, if you drive to Prescott right now, go take a drive to Prescott right now. I mean, it is absolutely, the whole town is alive. And that little Groom Creek Park, all those trees are just at the very, very, very beginning of the green. You just
love to see them budding out, those little tiny leaves.
Yeah, they're just right there.
Well, you know, those big elm trees around the courthouse in Prescott are one of my favorite trees in the whole state.
I did not see a lot of color on those yet.
They'll be a little bit later, but our elms are already popping, but those are probably a week or two behind us.
Well, what are we starting with today? What where are we going to start? Well, every line's full.
This
we're going to take a lot
time
of calls.
Year,
everybody wants to talk trees.
Well, in every April, this is just because of all that budding. The plants are really getting going. We do a lot of our pruning. We hold off on our pruning, you know, right till about March. And then in March and April, we're hitting our stride. This is a good time to prune shrubs. We want to talk today. If you have any shrubs that are sheared into those little balls, those little geometric shapes, we want to talk about methods to convert those back to a more natural growth habit. There's some methods of doing that. We also want to talk about the two worst pruning mistakes that you can make in your landscape. Today, we're going to be focused on pruning shrubs and trees. If you got questions today about shrubs, a specific shrub that you are wondering how to deal with, we have answers for you. Just call in. We'd like to deal with some of those. We've got a process, too, a basic pruning process. You know, when you approach a pruning problem, what do you do? Where do you start? I remember when I first started out in this industry 25 years ago, I worked for a landscape company, but I hadn't done a lot of pruning of trees. And I realized there's a process here, and I don't know quite where to begin. And there's another question to answer, where do you stop? But we'll talk about that also. But I realized that there's a very clear process to begin with, and I wanted to discuss a little bit of that today, too.
Wonderful.
You're not a fan of gumdrop-shaped Texas sage plants?
No, I'm not. That's what we want to talk about today. It's a shame that all of our shrubs in our landscape, you know, quite a few of them, end up getting gumdropped. They end up getting just sheared into little geometric shapes. Then you destroy the plant's natural growth habit. You end up making a little bit more maintenance work for you, actually, because even though it's easy to run that hedge trimmer over that little shrub, you've kind of destroyed its bloom. You know, you take off all the flowers, and you have to go back out there every couple of weeks because little sprouts will come out from that foliage shell that you've created, and then you've got a lot more work on your hands. And I want to kind of help people to realize that if you haven't used a hedge trimmer on your shrubs, avoid the temptation, because there are some special, very simple techniques that you can use to kind of keep that shrub under control without having to use that hedge trimmer.
Well, talk us through it. Let's say it's already been gumdropped. Well, how do we return it to a natural state? Just lay off the trimmers?
You want to lay off the trimmers. That's right. We always tell people, go ahead and sell your hedge trimmer at the next yard sale or give it away to somebody else. But you have three basic methods of helping your shrubs get back to that natural growth habit. One is called hard pruning. That's where we take a shrub and we cut it nearly down to the ground level. You can do this on shrubs that are smaller, maybe a foot or two in height. And you basically cut it down and you start over. Some shrubs can handle that, others can't. We have an article on our website called Salvaging Sheared Shrubs. And it's a listing of all the most common shrubs we have in the valley that, and you can look down that list and look at the ones you have in your yard, and it will give you some methods. But that first method is hard pruning, and it's appropriate for shrubs like lantana, your bougainvillea, your oleanders, some of your hardier shrubs. Some of us have frost damage almost every year with our tachomas, our orange jubilees, yellow bells, and others, and you have to hard prune those because they've frozen back so deeply. But a lot of times it's nice to go ahead and cut them all the way back to the ground or as close as you can. And then as they regrow, don't use a hedge trimmer again. Start using hand pruners and selectively thin out that regrowth so you have a more natural growth habit. Another method for a little larger shrub is what we call a two-step method of hard pruning, where you cut the tree to about half its height. So you have a big rounded-off shrub about half its height with no foliage left on it, because if you had that foliage shell on the outside, there was no sun getting to the interior, so there's not a lot of green left on the plant. But you don't want to leave it there with just a rounded-off shrub half its height, because it'll start sprouting from all those ends, and you'll be right back where you started. What you do after you've done that halfway cut is then you selectively remove maybe about half of the stems, cutting them all the way back to the point of attachment near the ground. And then you have more of an open shrub form, which allows some sun to penetrate down to the base, stimulating some growth from the base of the shrub. So by the end of the season, that first season, you'll have some resprouting from the stems you left, but you'll also have some new growth emerging from the bottom. And that's important because then you'll have foliage at all levels of the shrub, and it'll look more natural. The third method is a rejuvenation method. Instead of cutting your shrub halfway down and then doing that restoration or that thinning process, you do the thinning process but leave the shrub at its full height. And what you do is you select about one-third of the older, woodier stems and cut them all the way down to the point of attachment at the base or somewhere deep inside the shrub. What this does is it blows a bunch of holes in that foliage shell, lets some sun penetrate to the interior, and then the following year, you come back and you do the same process. You take out one-third of the oldest, woodiest stems, cutting them back to their point of attachment near the base. In the meantime, in that prior year, all these new sprouts have started emerging from near the base due to the sunlight that's gotten to the interior. So you have a crop of kind of a supporting cast of new growth that's coming up. So when you come back that second year and take out that additional third, you have some new growth already emerging. The third year you come back, you take out, again, one-third of the oldest, woodiest stems. So after a three-year process, you have completely rejuvenated the shrub. We call this rejuvenation pruning, where after 3 years, you've completely regrown the shrub. And in that time, you haven't used your hedge trimmer. You've maybe done a little bit of containment pruning, a little bit of shaping, maybe a little bit of additional thinning. But it's a beautiful way to keep a shrub about the same height in the landscape without ever using a hedge trimmer. And you can continue that process so that the fourth year and the fifth year, you're going back each time and removing the oldest, woodiest stems. There are some shrubs on the east coast of the U.S. that are 200 or 300 years old that have been pruned by that method, and they're still only about shoulder height, but they're continually rejuvenated because as you remove the older stems, you allow sunlight to get to the entire the entire height of the shrub, stimulating growth from different levels. So you're always having a new supporting cast of foliage emerging and taking the place of the older.
And of those three methods that you just talked through, does Integrity Tree Service have a best practice and favorite on those?
Well,
or do you use all three just depending on the situation?
You use all three depending. Yeah, the hard pruning is appropriate for some hardier shrubs and usually the smaller ones. If you have some that are about a foot high in the landscape that are pruned in little tiny globes, you could probably cut those all the way to the ground. The larger the shrub, the more selective you have to be in the pruning and the less tolerant they are of hard pruning. If you have a little taller shrub, maybe one that's waist high, you might consider the two-step method. Cut it half its height and then thin out the remaining stems. But that rejuvenation pruning might be more appropriate for older shrubs that are maybe shoulder height and taller, where you have some 2 and 3 inch diameter wood. Again, the article Salvaging Sheared Shrubs on our website at itreeservice.com would be a good starting place because you can look up your own shrub and we'll have the indication of which of those pruning types is most appropriate.
all of those don't sound like it's going to be the most attractive look for the shrub, but it's still going to be prettier than the gumdrop look in all that time.
Really, it's a commitment to, I was thinking about that this morning, that you will have a kind of an ugly shrub there for a while. Your neighbors will wonder, what is going on here? But no, it's a great process to kind of get your yard back to a more natural look. And what's beautiful too, as I mentioned about the heavier work demand of the gumdrop type shrubs, when you do selective pruning, once you have a natural shape to the tree, you only have to go out every couple of months rather than every couple of weeks and do a little bit of pruning with a hand shears to just contain the size and keep it in check.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you've got a smartphone or you're calling from a cell phone, you can put that in your number. And when you hear us take a call, hit send, because that'll be your best chance of getting in. Every line is full. We've got Scott and Tony in Ahwatukee, Art and Mary Lou in Phoenix, Colleen in Scottsdale. We'll be talking everything from citrus trees to olive trees to bottle brush to juju beans and pecan trees, all right here at Rosie on the House.